And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 13th of August, 2017. It was on this date, 1931, Dr. Michael Shadid established the first cooperatively owned and operated hospital in the United States. It was in Elk City, Oklahoma. He patterned it after the Oklahoma tradition of farm cooperatives. He envisioned a cooperative hospital which would charge an annual membership fee, and doctors would be paid a salary out of those fees to provide basic medical care to any of the members. There was a big controversy about it, and Dr. Shadid almost lost his medical license for the unethical solicitation of patients. It's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, the movie director, London, 1899. His father was a very strict father, and once when the little boy misbehaved, his father sent him to a police station. They locked him in a cell for a while to teach him a lesson, and it taught him a lesson he carried with him the rest of his life. He was terrified of the police, rarely drove a car so that he could not be pulled over. Went on to make great suspense and horror films, Rebecca and Dial M for Murder, Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, The Birds. With great help from his wife, Alma Reville, she had been his assistant. They had a close relationship. She went through every detail of each of the movies, pointing out whenever the dialogue sounded slightly wrong or there was a flaw in the filming. So that when Hitchcock went into production, he knew exactly how he wanted the entire film to look as soon as they had finished with the screenplay. Alfred Hitchcock, who said the length of a film should be directly related to the endurance of the human bladder. It's the birthday of Annie Oakley, born in Dark County, Ohio in 1860. Came from a Quaker family, but she learned to shoot a rifle. Annie Oakley, who traveled the country for 50 years with her husband Frank Butler, doing a routine in Buffalo Bill's Wild West traveling show. Annie Oakley, who from 30 paces could split a playing card held edge on. She could hit dimes tossed into the air. She could split cigarettes from between her husband's lips. Thomas Edison filmed Annie Oakley at his studio in West Orange, New Jersey, and it was shown in Nickelodeons around the country. People paid 5 cents apiece to see Annie Oakley, who was the most famous woman in the world for a while. Here's a poem for today by Kate Light, Unknown Neighbor. "Hi," she says, leaning on the railing. "What are you doing? Homework?" "Well, sort of," I say. "I'm waiting for my friend." "I'm waiting for my heart," she says. "Me too, I think, my friend." "Out on a long walk?" I ask. "Well," she says, "I have a girlfriend. I've known her 50 years. Once in a while we get together for dinner. She comes around here to Chelsea," she says. "Used to be. I just had arthritis and rheumatism. Now it's a pain in the neck. I got a convulsive heart. I come from 22nd and 8th, where I'm helping my brother. For me, that's a long walk. So I wait. I used to climb mountains," she says. "I was young like you," she says. "But I got no squawk. I've done a lot and maybe more to do," she says. "Who knows?" And waving, off she goes. Unknown Neighbor by Kate Light from her collection Open Slowly, published by Zoo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.